Belgian Axoy, Richmond Hotels, www.richmondhotels.com.tr, Global Wellness Day, globalwellnessday.org.
That's fantastic. And how do you want me to refer to you? As a hotelier, a spa founder, an adventurer?
A hotelier, because I've been in this industry for the last 25 years. A wellness activist, I call myself, being the Global Wellness Day founder.
Belgin, we're talking today about not only Global Wellness Day, which is your baby, but also the Global Wellness Summit. What was that, and what did you do there?
Global Wellness Summit is considered like the World Economic Forum, or some call it as the United Nations of the wellness industry. Its purpose is bringing together stakeholders of the wellness industry from all around the world, and it's produced every year in a different country. This year was its 13th year. And it was in Singapore between 14 and 17 October. The slogan is joining together and shaping the future. Around 600 delegates attended this year. It was my 12th summit. Oh. So as you can imagine, I enjoy quite a lot going to Global Wellness Summit. I also had a presentation there about the elderly people's lives and how wellness should be incorporated with the seniors.
That's a fascinating topic in and of itself.
Well, 2 years ago at the Global Wellness Summit held in Miami, mm-hmm. I drew the attention of the delegates to our children's wellness. And this year I wanted to bring a message from our older selves. So I named my presentation as a message from your 90-year-old self. I talked about the fact that we have never been so overpopulated in history than now, and that we've never been so old. And for the first time, the number of people aged 65 and over is more than 680 million in the world. By 2050, the elderly population of the world will be doubled, and 1 in 5 people, in fact, will be considered elderly. Well, now, of course, the lengthening of the human lifespan is a good thing. Who doesn't want to live longer? I do. Mm-hmm. But this raises other questions, like, is our extended life a healthy one? Do the years added to our lives really make us happy? And are we really ready for a longer life? And since the answers to these questions are unfortunately not heartwarming, because the depression and unhappiness numbers continue increasing internationally, I invited the delegates, the thought leaders of the wellness world, to teach more people to live well and to guide them in finding the physical, spiritual, and mental balance, and most importantly, to explain wellness correctly. And at the end of my presentation, I invited 20 seniors together with Global Wellness Day ambassadors to come up on stage together with the song of Doris Day, Enjoy Your Life. You're familiar with that song?
Yes, I am.
And the last thing was the seniors opening up a 10 meters long message saying, enjoy your life to the fullest every single day. Delegates loved it. We received a standing ovation, and everybody was singing and dancing. And was actually, I think it was on the third day, which I think was a nice way of closing the summit.
Oh, absolutely. You said something earlier when you were talking about your presentation. How would you explain wellness? What is wellness to you, especially for older people?
First of all, well, unfortunately, wellness has a misconception all around the world. And I think that's because the word wellness always comes together with the word spa. And because spas are places that you go there only if you can afford it, so most of the people think that since the spa and wellness words come always together, wellness must be something that only the ones that can afford can incorporate into their lives. Mm. Instead, especially with the Global Wellness Day, our main purpose is to spread the message that wellness is not a luxury, but that it's the inherent right of every individual. And wellness is not only about healthy eating and exercise, and there's a lot more to that. spiritual, mental, and physical balance. And speaking of the elderly, like I said, since the human lifespan is extending, there can be no greater blessing than living a long life and doing the things we love with our loved ones. And yes, the important thing is to be aware of this before we turn 90. And first for ourselves, then for the entire world, we need to take necessary steps all together, especially as the wellness industry, which supposedly we're supposed to know a little bit more than people in other industries.
It really comes home to me because the elderly are often so isolated, especially in America. They don't live with an extended family any longer. And that's of concern. If you can keep connected,
exactly,
so important.
And especially I don't know if you heard about the blue zones in the world.
Yes,
and
yes,
the blue zones are the areas where people have a long lifespan. And one of the biggest similarities in the blue zones that we're seeing is that the elderly are not living on their own. If there is an elderly that is living alone at home, he or she will never have a lunch or dinner by himself or herself. Yeah. They're always invited to other houses. They're always eating groups. They have a really understanding of community, which is unfortunately one thing that is more and more missing all around the world. We tend to forget the meaning of what it was. And that's actually, I think, one of the big reasons of the increase in depression and then, loneliness and unhappiness rates around the world.
Yeah, we've definitely got to work on that. You are the founder of actually Turkey's first destination spa hotel. And the world is watching Turkey, especially these days. What are your hopes for your part of the world and for your country?
Politically, first of all, I need to be understood well, because I think what happens, but it's not only for Turkey, but for most countries, the media, how it explains the real problem in a country and the real fact of for the citizens is usually not the same. So the media is not really helping much, probably for many, let's say, for your American listeners. Many of them might think that, this is a war zone and like there's soldiers outside and a war going on and very dangerous to travel to, which is not the case. The life is as normal as, I just traveled from Singapore this morning. Mm-hmm. As in Singapore, it's not very different than any part of the world. And all this political craziness, with your president and with our president, I sometimes don't have the words. Really wish that these powerful people would use their power for the good of the world instead of these egocentric conversations that are not bringing us anywhere. But that's only me hoping, and that's really not changing much in the world. So that's why I go back to my league and I try to change some things in the wellness world and stay away from the politics.
I think that was well said. Thank you.
Thank you.
You got some incredible recognition from the Duchess of Sussex recently.
Yes.
Tell me about that and the results of the mention of your organization in British Vogue.
Yeah, that really sent us to cloud number nine. It was in August when I saw on social media of Sussex Royal, and they were inviting their followers to name 15 organizations that they were looking up to, that they were doing for the good of the world. And they said, this time we want you to choose and please tag the social account of these organizations, of these people, and
yes,
we're going to choose 15 of them, and we're going to let you know at the beginning of August. And I just let some of my friends and my network know about this, and I said, well, okay, there's so many organizations in the world, but I always like to try. And,
sure.
And we did, and when it was actually in the morning when I saw on my phone, it said Sussex Royale started following Global Wellness Day account. And I'm like, this must be like some kind of a joke of like of a friend of mine that did, for example, maybe like underscore Sussex Royale, you know, yeah, with like names that all of a sudden, like when you see Arnold Schwarzenegger is like following you when it's actually a fake account. But I was sure that this was a joke of my friend. But I say, well, let me check. And then when I realized that it was really, really, you know, the real deal, the real account that was following Global Wellness Day, I was like, okay, and this is really, it was really not expected. I was really honored. I mean, like I said, so many different organizations that are doing so good to the world, and to be chosen as one of them has made me and all the rest of the Global Wellness Day family really, really happy. And obviously, it gave us some great international media coverage.
Yes,
it did bring us a lot of followers as well, and gave us a chance to explain ourselves more. So that was really the next surprise after Oprah supporting Global Wellness Day.
Yes, that was huge too. So you are one of really a handful of movements all around the world referred to as forces for change. That must make you feel incredible.
Exactly.
Incredible.
It makes us, I don't know if there is a word more powerful than incredible. Yeah. My vocabulary is not enough for that.
No, you're doing great. Now,
thank you.
Before we conclude, I have to ask you how you are. I understand that you were diagnosed with thyroid cancer at the age of 29. And how are you doing now?
I am doing better than ever. So this was 13 years ago,
yes.
And since it's over 10 years now, I don't have any risk than anybody else out in the street, let's say. But I take my cancer as a gift and so thankful that it happened to me at such a young age. It could have happened to me when I was, 95 years old, when it was a little bit too late to change some things in my life. But it really taught me about the real values of life and what matters and what doesn't matter, and how much we actually take many things for granted, like being able to give a hug to a person that we love, to be able to be in the same room with them and look in the eye. It gave me a real nice slap on my face that woke me up, and I am a lot more careful about what I eat and my physical activity, and I don't take life and I don't take myself too seriously, because sometimes we fall into that trap, unfortunately. We think whatever happens to us is like the worst thing that can happen, and that a day might be sometimes very, very stressful, and we think it's the end of the world, when in fact, you know, if we have our health, if we're able to stand on our 2 feet and be able to look up in the sky and take a nice deep breath and just be thankful and have gratitude for being alive one more day, it's priceless. That's like the biggest gift that we can have. And then all the rest falls into place, and everything passes, even if it's good or a bad thing. Everything has a certain time, and we should just, I actually learned to let go and not to cling on things. And I'm so thankful to have my health back. And like I said, even better than before I got sick. So your universe.
Very well said. Well, you have been just a delight.
Thank you. It was an absolute pleasure, Pat. Right. Anytime you plan to come to Turkey, please do let me know, and I'd be happy to be your guide.
Turkey is definitely on my list. I need to explore your whole country.
Thank
and
you.
Thank you again, and
thank
have a great
much,
day.
Pat, and I hope we get a chance to meet personally someday.
Oh, me too. Let's make that happen.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a wonderful day.
You
Bye.
Too. Bye.